Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra has been sharing an exciting message titled, Destroy Them. Yesterday he shared that we are valuable to God and he will destroy anything that destroys it. Today he continues. Stay tuned in for more.
1 Peter 2:5 says, you also, as a living stone, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. So you are the house, you are the priest, you are the sacrifice, by everything. So the Lord said to me, the vision are very valuable. Then I said, what next? Then he said, because you are so valuable, the second thing is that anything that defiles this expensive temple, God will destroy. If any man defile the temple of God because of the value that is on it, him shall God destroy. The operative word is defile. It could be a man, it could be a sickness, it could be a problem, but once it defiles, corrupts, tries to change the use of the temple, God will destroy it. So he said to me, this value that you saw on your lab report, I didn't create your body as a hotel for this. I created it as a hotel for myself. So if anything wants to defile my house, I will destroy it. You know, on Saturday, a friend of mine, a pastor, came to visit me. He came to see me for prayer and counseling. He has his own church from another place. And I took him to my living room, and I have this small poodle in my house, a small dog. When I sat down, I was about to talk to the pastor. I looked down on the carpet in my living room. I thought, the poodle had done poo-poo on the carpet. So I called Bridget, who lives in my house. I said, Bridget, this dog has defiled my carpet. Don't bring it to this room again. If any dog defiles my temple, him, I will destroy. I said, don't bring this dog here again. So even me, I'm worried. How much? So he said to me, I want you to know that anything that defiles the temple, I will destroy. All you need to do is you need the knowledge and the information and the faith to pray. And when you pray with that understanding, I'll react. So I lifted up my hands. I said, God, destroy. The following day, I went to do the lab again. Everything was normal. Then the Holy Ghost said to me, it was for teaching purpose. It was for teaching purpose. The word defile means to corrupt. To corrupt means to alter or change the use of something. Know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anything, be it a man, be it a problem, be the disease, attempts to defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. It's like you buy a brand new car and you come and you realize that a grown-up man has squatted at the back. He's releasing things from his stomach into the back of your Mercedes. Look, you'll be very annoyed. I come as a prophet. This is a message. So my whole thing is a message. The message this morning, anything that is defiling this temple, it departs this morning. It's destroyed this morning. In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! Lift your two hands. Father, in Jesus' name, any sickness, any disease that is inhabiting this temple, the temple that was made for you and for your glory, high blood pressure, hepatitis, cancer, headache, any kind of disease, I destroy it in Jesus' name. I destroy it in Jesus' name. I destroy it in Jesus' name. If any disease defiles the temple of God, it is a candidate for destruction. I destroy every disease in your body in the name of Jesus. Sometimes it's not a disease, sometimes it's a problem. A problem that doesn't make you sleep. There are times God expects his temple to be still, but the temple is always moving around. Sometimes it's death. The temple is not supposed to be crying like this. The temple is not supposed to be lean like this. But death has made the temple lean. Second Kings 4:1, there cried a certain woman of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. The creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. He said that death is destroying not only my temple, it's also destroying my children. Listen, anyone who is in debt, I pray for supernatural payment. Supernatural payment. Supernatural payment. Supernatural release. Supernatural deliverance. In the name of Jesus, may signs and wonders follow. In Jesus' name, I destroy that. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Sometimes it is sin. And sometimes you need the power of God to release you from the bondage of sin. That's why it's called bondage. Sometimes the demons and the things that are holding you will not allow you to go. But the temple was not made for sin. It was made for God. John 33 verse 26, the Bible says, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun. The word Jeshurun means the holy or the upright one, who rideth upon the heavens in the hell, and in his excellency upon the sky. The eternal God is your refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy from before you, and he shall say, destroy them. Listen, I want to pray a prayer. Any sin that resides in this temple, believe. The Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp. Psalm 23 verse 4. To deliver thee and give up thy enemies for thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, but he see no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from me. Lift your hands, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, every bondage of sin, yoke of sin, I break it in Jesus' name. I said, let my people go in the name of Jesus. I break addictions. I release the will of people. I break strongholds of the mind. I rebuke satanic voices. I curse satanic spirits. Lose the people of God. They are the temple of God. I lose them now in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Close with this one. Demon, evil spirits. Luke 11, 24, Jesus said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, which means that spirit can come and live in the temple. Gone out of a man. One day a guy came here, he was deep into masturbation. He told me, I held his right hand. I said to him, once I went to preach in Switzerland. A man whose son was on drugs, had stopped school, drinking, moving in with bad company. He came for the meeting because his father brought him. According to the man, because later on I went again to South Africa to them, and the man there with his son to come and see me from Switzerland. He said to me, Pastor, on that day you were just preaching and you were walking. My son was sitting there. So you just passed by him. and you just hit his head once, boom, and you pass by. He said, from that day, my son became born again, gave his life to Christ. He went back to school. He's studying. He's a serious student. He told me, my son is the kind of son that any father will wish to have. Sometimes, demons are true. Like the prodigal son. When he came to himself, which means something else was controlling him. Sometimes these demons, they are attacking marriages, attacking people, attacking jobs, attacking finances. They won't allow you to sleep when you are sleeping in the night. Mosquitoes are chasing you. They're temple of God. They won't allow you to sleep. Instead of seeing Jesus, you are seeing dead people from the cemetery visiting you. The temple of God. Tell somebody no. From today, every dream you dream, you will be chasing people. I say you will be chasing people. Nobody will chase you again. You will be chasing people.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that because we are God's precious temple, anything that tries to corrupt it like sickness, demons and evil spirits will be destroyed by God himself.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, stolen bike found. It said, yeah, Pastor, I asked you to pray for a church member whose motorbike had been stolen. You prayed, and that same evening, the bike was found. Most stolen bikes in my city are never found, but God did it. Thank you for your prayer, and God bless you abundantly.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Christmas is a season of joy, love, and giving. Celebrate this Christmas season by giving your family and friends a gift that will last a lifetime. Uplift them and equip them to face the coming year with faith, hope, and joy. Do it in a special way with these wonderful books by Kakabedin. The invitation will help them discover their earthly and spiritual assignment. Cryptocurrency will put money in their pockets, and energy drink will recharge their whole being with the power of God's word. For a limited time only, grab all three books for 120 CDs or two for 90 with free delivery within all 16 regional capitals in Ghana, plus a free full-length audio message of your choice. For our international customers, we've got you covered. Get all three books for $30 or two for $18.99 with free delivery, plus a free full-length audio message of your choice. Still, for this festive season, buy any three or more full-length audio messages and get up to 20% off your purchase with instant delivery to your mobile devices. Each audio message will come with a special Christmas prayer by Kakabedin for your loved ones. Order by email at info@kakabedin.org. Order on WhatsApp by sending promo to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or feel free to call us on +233 24921 7272. That's +233 24921 7272. Don't wait. Take advantage of this awesome offer and get your gifts delivered just in time for Christmas. This offer is valid from the 1st to the 22nd of December 2023. Remember, terms and conditions apply. Make this Christmas truly special with Kakabedin. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.